Welcome to Coffee with the Sarlows. We are your hosts of the show, Karen and Kelly Sarlo. Whether you're struggling with grief or you just need answers, we connect you with spirit to find relief, clarity, and direction in life. We can help you move forward.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning. The name that I'm going to give today's client, and of course, made up name to keep confidentiality, is Diego, and the name is from Spain. Now, I think Diego could come from other countries too, but in my search, I went straight to Spain. At the beginning of the session, Diego says to me, I have a list of things I'd like to do today. So he gives that list to me, and then he goes, can you start with medical intuitive? And instantly, I smell shit. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, am I aging to the point where I'm farting and I don't even smell my own shit? Like, and then it's like, no. And then I look to see if there's a dog near me because it is so strong. And I can't blame it on Winston. I can't blame it on Parker. He's not even in the room, that I know. Winston's around the desk though. So it's like, okay, could it be Winston? And then I hear no. And I see goats. And I'm like, goats.
Oh, that's actually one of the worst smells of shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then that totally. How do you know that?
Ted Lasso.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I get this. Thank you so much for explaining that. So I get this smell and I say to Diego, is it by chance for an animal as opposed to a human? He goes, yes. And there's a reason for the pause, actually, that we find out later. And he goes, are you going to do an animal? Can you do animals? And I said, yes, I do. I explained that in consent. I do animals as well as humans. Well, he kind of has a pause. And I said, I see goats. And he goes, I own a goat farm. And I said, do you have goats that have issues with their digestive system right now? And he goes, I have a goat that is sick that I need to know about. And I said, there's a goat that has eaten bird feces. And he goes, well, and he just sort of like, well, to start a sentence, I cut him off. And I said, nah, don't say anything. I said, I'm being told that the goats can eat poop. They got a pretty strong stomach for things. But I said, I'm seeing bird poop and the bird has died. It's a sick bird. And he goes, oh, this is not good, but this would explain something to me. And this is why I'm asking. It was on my list today to ask what was wrong with one goat. And I said, no, I said, it's not one goat. And he goes, no. And I said, it's a lot of goats. And he goes, no, you're wrong. It's just one goat. So I said, okay, because if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I said, all right. I said, are you recording the session? He goes, yes, I am. I said, well, keep the recording. I said, I don't wish sick goats on you. And I said, but maybe somehow down the road.
What a hexer occurs to wish on someone, eh? I wish sick goats on you.
Like, obviously, I don't want him to have a farm and then to have all his animals sick. And he said, Karen, he said, this is really important. He said, that's good. And I said, Diego, I encourage you, if you want to, if any of this comes true down the road, you learn a little bit about that it's got anything to do with the birds, la-da-da, anything that the guides are telling you, you can always email me. I said, I'm always interested because this is how I know my accuracy, is by people validating it in a session, and lots of people can't, especially with medical intuitive, as you know. You get emails afterwards. You get people, well, not so much bumping into me anymore because the clientele now is global. It's not local people anymore. So I have to rely on the emails and people responding afterwards and saying the information was incorrect, what was correct, etc. So he goes, okay, no problem, I can do that. So that's that part. He goes, I did want to know what was going on with one goat. And he says, but you're wrong about the rest of them. So that was that. We moved on. And then he said, I want to move to another topic. Then he moves on and he says, I'm going to be a little bit all over the place and I want to go quickly because I want to get everything done in my time frame, past lives. And can you just go wide open, whatever, with past lives?
And so, for the record, if you're coming with a shit ton of things on a to-do list, don't say go open with past lives. That is just a bad approach.
So he did. And I said, okay. And I see feet. And the guides say he has issues in his feet in a past lifetime. Tell him that if he has issues again in this life, to look at his feet. And that this time it may present in his hip and in his low back and in his knees. And I said, well, that makes sense to me. Makes sense to me now, Kelly, because I'm in my 60s. If you had told me that when I was in my 20s, I would have went, why? I don't understand that. But as you age, you kind of go, yeah, that little song, the hip bone is connected to the knee bone. You really understand why that song was so important to learn. So I said to him, hey, I have a past life with medical information in it. And I said, the guides are saying that it could be relevant and that I'm to say it to you for this life. And he goes, go ahead. And he's truly open. He's not like, we'll see. And I said, there's feet issues. It has to do with the muscles. It's not a bone structure. It's not tendons. And they started showing me the foot. I said, like, it's not this. It's not that. It's not deformity. It's not heredity. It's not disease. Like they were ruling things out. I said, it has to do with the muscles in the feet and what you wear on your feet and how often you go barefoot and the type of walking you do. And then that as you age, he says, Karen, if you knew the terrain I have to walk in, if you knew what I've had on my feet, if you knew how often I went barefoot and everybody else is in their boots walking with the goats and in the mountains and all this stuff, he says, everybody's always giving me shit my whole life. And he said, but it's caught up with me. And he said, but it's not my feet, but it's in my knees and it's in one hip. And he said, so this is accurate that I'm struggling with this. I have gone into our community, like into the town and into a bigger city, but they are saying that they're just trying to fix the knee. They're not actually, no one's looked at my feet. Not one single person has looked at my feet. And I said, well, I said, the guides are saying that it's really important and that the person that you have to go to should actually be more like a physiotherapist. Or, and I don't know the right word for the person that they said, but like in the country that he's in, but someone that's actually looking at the muscular structure of his feet and somebody that is capable of giving him the exercises to change all of that. And that they're actually going to help him with other parts of his leg, some of the muscles in his buttocks, some of the muscles in the back, like there's a variety of things, but it's definitely got to be dealt with in the feet. So he just goes, you got this in a past life? And I said, yeah. And he goes, thank God I said open. He said, I've been listening to your podcast and I really didn't have any idea how to do the past life to get my needs met. He said, but it's on my page. And he shows me his page, Cal, and you can see where he's got medical intuitive him. Medical intuitive goat. And somehow the spirit guides put the goat before him in the session, which we both kind of had a chuckle about, that the spirit guides took care of the goats before they took care of him.
I think that makes sense, though, because if they're able to confirm that information or he's able to confirm it and trust it, by the time it gets to his stuff, he's willing to be open to it.
Oh, that's right.
And it's true. Even when people come in fully trusting the gifts, you still want accuracy and information to go, okay, cool. I'm going to take this information that's now for me and bring it to the right professionals. It builds trust and rapport even when you do believe in these things.
Right. Jeez, I really like how you're explaining that. I hope people hear that on different levels as to how much is going on in a session, if people are actually in the session with the right intention and in the right process, and that the process extends beyond the sessions, and how important that process is as well to what happens in a session. It's not just the session and how good I am. Thank you. That was really good. Then the spirit guides say, can we go to his medical intuitive a little more? And I ask him for permission and he goes, yes, if there's anything else, go open. And he says, I do have some more questions on my page. He says, but I didn't show them to you. And I did notice that when he held the page up to the Zoom camera, that he kind of had his hands covering things on the page. And I said, yeah, no problem. So I said, I'm just going to start a medical intuitive the way I do. And my first scan is a cancer scan for all beings. And that started during COVID. And I cannot explain why. It just shifted at the very beginning of COVID. Anyway, and it has stayed the same since. So I did a cancer scan and I said, to the best of my abilities, I can see that there is no cancer. You've not been diagnosed with cancer. And for a 5-year time frame, I can say there will be no cancer because that's my range. I can't do a whole life if he's going to live 40 more years. I can do 5 years. And with confidence, with the evidence that I've got backed up for that I'm comfortable to say. And he goes, okay. He goes, well, that's good to know. What else with the medical? And I get ringing in my ears and I'm like, oh, and I started poking my ear. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, what? And he goes, what are you doing? You're going like this. You're going like this. You're doing that on purpose. He goes, I know enough that you're doing that on purpose. And I said, yeah, I said, all of a sudden I've got ringing in my ears. And I said, it's a bit of a struggle for me because I have had ringing in my ears like bad decades ago. And there's always a little bit of a fear that it would come back someday. And he goes, no, continue with the ringing in your ears. And I said, oh, it's your ringing. I said, this is ringing in your ears. And he goes, yes. He goes, it's on my page. I want to know what this ringing is. And the guides take me a little bit deeper and they say that it is inflammation and that he has inflammation all over the body. And I said, to what degree? And they said, well, it's not low level. It's high enough that this is one of his first symptoms. But there's another symptom of it. He's got a rash. And I'm like, ooh, so he's got a...
So you're connecting inflammation in the body to ringing in the ears.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever heard of this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
The rash makes sense to me, but
yeah. And so I'm just like, oh, okay. So the guides are showing me the inflammation all over the body. Then they're showing me like where it's kind of like finding it's a weak spot in him. I don't know how to really explain all of it, Kelly. I honestly don't.
Yeah.
I just get the ringing in the ears. And then I see the rash on the body and I'm like, okay, I'm too close to the body. All I can see is skin and rash. And so I start describing the rash because I'm so close to it. And he's like, you know, cause some rashes are pimply. Mm-hmm. Some rashes are red. Some rashes have a white little, oh, there's so many kinds, right?
I was just talking to a couple of medical professionals and they were saying how difficult rashes are.
Ah, and then there's like the rashes where it spreads and some of them where there's dots and on the
move on.
Oh my God, there's so on. Okay. So they describe the rash. They show me the rash. And then they kind of, I said, look, I got to come a little further bit away. What part of the body is this on? Like I'd like a limb. Yeah. And then I got kind of chuckling because I thought, oh, what if this is on a part of the body? I'm not supposed to, or it's personal, or he wants privacy or something. And then it backs away and I see his back. And as well as some other markings on his back. And the guides are, which is a scar, by the way, not a tattoo, not a
birthmark.
Yeah, not a birthmark, not some other things like markings on his back. I see that. And I said, oh, I said, this is on your back. And he goes, yes. He goes, keep going. And I said, oh, it has to do with the inflammation. He goes, stop saying inflammation. He goes, please tell me more. And I said, yeah. I said, give me a minute. And then I get into digestion and I start seeing foods that he's eating. And I'm like, oh, you don't have the right combination of biology, or I don't know the right word. And I said, you don't have the right flora something in your digestive enzymes. And he goes, oh, go on. And I said, you don't have the right combination. You're not digesting. your body is taking food in, you're eating it, but you're not digesting it. And he goes, what is on, what's in the food? What, no, pardon me. What food was his question, his first question. And I said, oh, I said, you farm, you've got certain things that you're using on your farm. Those pesticides are okay. And you can see his sigh of freaking relief. And I said, it's what you're buying. It's the food that you're buying. And I said, somebody's going into town and buying food. And wherever that food is coming from, it's those pesticides. It's the shit on that food. And he's like, okay, that's still going to be complicated, but it narrows down some things because I eat a lot of whole foods and proteins. The proteins are on my land. The fruits and a lot of the fruits and vegetables are on my land because of where I live. We've got fruit trees. He says, but there's orchards here. He says, there's lots. So I can understand. I know what you're talking about what's coming in that we're importing. He says, I know what you are referring to. I can deal with that. So he was so happy to hear that all of that's connected. So Diego says, that's fair. That's reasonable. Thank you for that. Can we move on? I only have so much time. Can you go to medium? And I go through my little consent thing that I do with medium. And then he says that he wants his dad. And his dad says, I have little time, so I can't give you all the validations that you want. I'm going to go right into the conversation. Can you ask him for permission? Would he be okay with that? And so I tell that to Diego and he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. He says, I'm trying to jam so much in. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to do that. So his dad says, I want to say how proud I am of him that he never followed in my footsteps, even though I really pushed and insisted. And I said, okay, elaborate. And he goes, he's a farmer. He says, I was a professional. The last thing I wanted my son to do was be a farmer.
And yet they are professionals.
Yes, but he can't see it that way. And he goes, I wanted him to be a professional. And he said, I wanted him to follow in my footsteps. I wanted him to do, and he says, everything that I did. I wanted him to be able to be in business. And he says, and yet.
They are.
This is exactly what he comes out with, Kelly.
Professional is an adjective. It's not a thing.
Yes. Oh, say that again for people.
It's an adjective. You can be a professional person as you make my sandwich at Subway. You can be a professional showing courtesy to someone and saying, you go ahead first, you know, you have the right of way. Like, that is not a thing in business. So if what he means is, I wanted him to make tons of money or be revered in a certain, you know, sector of life, that's a judgy, unfortunate situation. Professional is something you choose to do in your conduct.
Perfect. So he says to Diego, he says, I am sorry. He said, I overprivileged certain professions. What's wrong?
You have to be brilliantly knowledgeable to be a good farmer.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you cannot just decide, I'm going to have a garden and I'm going to wing it.
Oh, yeah. There's so, I'm sure anybody who farms, whether it's your own little backyard thing or whether it's a business like Diego's.
That had livestock
and trees and vegetables. Like, this is complex. Mm-hmm. To me, this is huge.
Huge.
And I hear about it afterwards. We'll get that to that in a minute. His dad says to him, I am so sorry. And he said, I overprivileged certain careers and called them professions. And he said, and I devalued. I was arrogant. I was, and Diego's sitting there just like, oh my God. Like, hell, the man had such a whole shift in all of his emotions, mm-hmm, that went from like the happiness of my dad's getting it, my dad is seeing me, my dad is valuing me, to the crying, my dad is seeing me, my dad is valuing me, my dad is apologizing, to the relief, my dad is, like, all of those things, right?
Yeah.
So we have to sit for a moment because that takes time for Diego to be able to sit there and process, to give that a process, right? And yet I'm saying that in terms of we have an hour in a session to do it. And his dad says, he is a professional. And Diego, you can just see the pride, eh? And I said, Diego, do you know that? He goes, hell yeah, I know I'm a professional. And he says, I know what I have to know and how much I have to learn, and that my dad had no idea if I walked in. And he says, but go on. I want to hear one more thing from my dad about professional. And his dad says, oh my God, so professional. He had to learn how to do the bookkeeping. He had to learn how to invest his money. He had to learn how to pay his staff. He did way more professionally than I ever did in my profession because I only did one job.
Yeah.
I did one thing. And he said he did so many professions professionally. Mm-hmm. And that's where Diego's face is just the biggest smile, because that was the statement that really meant that that his dad really was seeing him. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just that I farmed and I learned about fertilizer. Oh my God, and I know nothing about fertilizer, nothing about how you apply it, blah, blah, blah. But Diego had to learn it. His dad knew nothing. But Diego went and actually had to learn the things that his dad did. Mm-hmm. That his dad did, and called it his profession, and then made it more important than Diego's. And so this is really a moment for Diego to see, okay, my dad's finally here and he finally truly gets who he was and how he behaved and his biases and his arrogance and his just all like his beliefs that were limiting. And it was wonderful because he didn't ever get to understand that when Diego was alive, or when he was alive and Diego had become the farmer. Mm-hmm. He was badgering him. So that was one of the validations, was that dad was alive long enough to know that he was a farmer and that he was learning these things. But there was no way that he was going to point that out, that his son actually was doing far more and was more educated than he was. Mm-hmm. So his humility wasn't there. His shame ate at him and stopped him from doing that. Mm-hmm. So then we get to the end of the session. I'm going to wrap that up really quickly and just say that was the end, because it was a couple of months, maybe 3 months later, that I get an email from Diego, and there was an update. And he explains to me that he called a vet and that the vet came to his place, knew exactly what she was being called for, because there were already instances of problems with goats on other farms, and that it was related to birds and the poop. And that she came prepared for all the sheep. Oh, pardon me, all the goats. She came prepared to have medicine appropriately as opposed to for one. Mm-hmm. And said to him, this mm-hmm. is going to travel. This is not going to be for one. You're going to have to treat them. So, and I don't understand what it was. There was something in a bucket of water. I can't remember what it was, but whatever. He explained it in the his email. And then he went on to say that when he went into town, he went to find out about his feet. And he said, I cannot thank you enough. I got a little picture of proper shoes. And then he explained to me that he saw a physiotherapist that gave him all of the exercises, and that it was muscular, and that there was stuff going on in his calves.
Is it a chiropodist?
Oh,
is that
I don't.
Proper term that you're.
Oh, maybe, eh? It could be.
I think it's. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
But he saw somebody that told him what to do for his shoes, proper shoes, stuff in the shoes, and then the exercises. And then he got told, you can't wear the shoes forever. You have to do the exercises, and then the shoes have to come off, and then you have to buy the next pair of shoes that are normal shoes. That all the other people, goat farmers, are wearing. So he had all these shoes and boots purchased. Now, I didn't see that. He just explained that to me. And he just said, thank you on behalf of the goats.
Very nice.
Which is a really fun email.
Totally. Yeah. Because you can just picture all those little souls being like, thanks, Karen.
Right?
We're getting better.
Yeah. Yeah. And the ears. Let's finish with his ears. The last thing he said was that he had gone to see someone, and I don't remember the name of the specialist, like what they were. And that he was being, he'd gone to a naturopath as well, and that he was being given a different kind of diet to reduce inflammation, and that he still had some of the ringing, but that it had decreased substantially. And that he was thrilled to hear that it had to do with the inflammation and that it was not viral, mm-hmm. and that it was not like a Meniere's or something. I think he said something like that. And that that was starting to improve.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats. I love, mm-hmm. it's incredible what you can do in an hour.
Yeah. And like, I thought this was a good example of somebody that got a variety of things instead of like a whole coffee with the Sarlos on just mediumship. Mm-hmm. Where people arrive and they're organized and they say, here, this is what I need, and away we go. And I say it because some people will say, hey, I got medium, but I didn't get the depth of connection and all the stories and all the details that you do on your Coffee with the Sarlo show or on Instagram. How come I didn't get that?
Well, pardon me. There's mm-hmm. no depth on Instagram, first of all. It's a less than 3 minute reel. Okay. So no more accusations like that. Also, depth often has to do with how open a client actually is to hearing it.
That's right.
Right. And not only that, and I say this with a lot of compassion, for some people, they're looking for depth and they're looking for validation.
Yeah.
And based on their belief systems that they might feel very secure or very not secure with, they get the validations and they feel like, okay, this is good. This is good. I love it. And then they get a message that's hard to hear and it rattles them and they want to mm-hmm. go back to affirmations. Mm-hmm. So back up to surface level. And then, mm-hmm. but I didn't get the depth. Well, we weren't comfortable with it, were we? Mm-hmm. So like there's a lot that happens in those sessions based on how open, ready, willing, and able that soul is, mm-hmm. as well as the human. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those two things are not aligned.
Yeah. And I notice often, not always, but with some of those clients that don't get the depth, if they say it in the session, like, I'm not getting it now, and why am I not? And I explain something to them, like, you didn't want to hear the message. They don't ever want to take responsibility. They always want it to be that I'm not doing the job. I have not met a person yet who's been willing to go, oh yeah, that might be me.
Not true. You've done some shows on those people who didn't want an apology on certain days.
Oh yes.
Which I think is really cool.
Right.
And this is a great example of that, where that dead person might be ready to do the apologizing.
Yeah.
Because they are. Mm-hmm. And the human might be there thinking, I'm here because I want a fucking apology. But they want to hear it so that they can be vindictive in their anger, stew in it, be mean about it. And it's mm-hmm. not that they're actually here to digest an apology. Mm-hmm. So they might sit there and go, well, I didn't get the depth of that. And it's like, you didn't come with an altruistic intention. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to throw it out there just to have you rage. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, mm-hmm. and the guides tell us what to say. Mm-hmm. They do the filtering. Mm-hmm. If they're not giving you depth, there's a good reason for that. Mm-hmm. Or they do give it, they do try, and you reject it. Mm-hmm. And people deflect and go in different places. Yeah, I think you said it with humility.
Kelly, thank you for explaining that. And I want to say, just to summarize everything here, it's so important and so valuable to me that Diego takes the time to send an email to give those validations, because people do want to know what kind of accuracy, and I want to know. I do not want to be sitting here giving people medical information if I don't have proof that I have been accurate, mm-hmm. and not just that I'm accurate once in a freaking while. Mm-hmm. I don't want 50-50. I want high levels of accuracy or I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. So it's a big deal when someone like Diego takes the time to say how he was doing, how the goats were doing, the whole thing on multiple levels.
Nice. Well, it's lovely to hear how open he was, how organized he was, and just the impact, I think, of the gifts and what people can do with the messages if they want to. Thank you for listening to Coffee with the Sarlos. If you enjoyed the show today, please be sure to subscribe on your podcast platform and leave a review. New shows will air every other Saturday.